Now, how will you decide who to vote for on November the 29th? What issues will inform your decision? Or will you vote on the basis of the particular candidates in your constituency? How many of you have yet to decide who to give your number one to? There's 9 days to go, Ethna Dodd reports.
About half the voters have made their minds up before the campaign starts.
Stephen Collins is a political columnist for the Irish Times. This will be the 15th general election of his career.
During the campaign, the other half make up their minds. About a quarter decide during the campaign, and a quarter say they only decide in the last day or two. So that means that the message being delivered by the parties is actually very, very important.
Kevin Cunningham is a pollster with Ireland Thinks. He says the number of voters who only make up their mind during an election campaign has been increasing.
The five categories of late deciders include the political learners, that's younger people who are deciding late, the unsophisticated or floating voter, those that tend to be less interested until it's immediately important for them to decide. Then there's the cross-pressured voters, those that are kind of conflicted due to different competing interests that they might have. The strategic voters who are concerned with the coalition options. And then finally, those that are disaffected, those are generally dissatisfied with the electoral process and quite often are less likely to vote. But if they do vote, decide very late.
There is also evidence that the most engaged in politics have an outsized influence on the final results.
We know from the referendum that voting intention tended to favour the initiatives almost as late as a week out. And then the same polls showed how voters had switched radically towards a no position. One of the things that we observed in those polls just over a week out, those that were most interested in voting no tended to be much more likely to be engaging the topic. And so there's an idea that those that are engaging with the politics might have an oversized influence in relation to outcomes in their small social networks and how those social networks are responding to the political contest.
While the role of social groups and social media may have an increasing influence on how people make up their minds, traditional ways of reaching voters still matter. Here's Stephen Collins again.
The old fundamentals still apply. In order to get their message across, candidates have to meet as many people as possible, have to hit as many people as possible with their message. And there are new ways of doing that, but the old ways are still very important. Canvassing, posters, that was exactly the same as had happened back in the 1980s.
Welcome to Upfront. Earlier today, we drew lots to randomly select who would stand where for tonight's debate, and that gave us this lineup. Right to Change leader Joan Collins.
Of course, one way voters decide is watching leaders' debates.
Who is staying close to home in Cork.
At Dublin Zoo, many voters didn't yet know where they'd put their number one on the 29th of November.
At the moment, I have no idea. I'm just listening to everything that's going on, and I'll decide then. Housing, like I've children who can't afford houses. My own daughter lives with me. I would have said I used to vote for the same party because it was what my dad did. I tend now to vote for the person who does the most for myself, my family and the community. And that's basically what I vote for now.
Our TD is retiring, so I'm going to vote for the person who's going to replace him, I think, who's a very good councillor. That's probably why I've decided, yeah. I would be loyal to the individual, I think. I'd vote around.
Honestly, I'm voting for somebody who'll look after families like ourselves. Childcare is a big thing in our house. Also, local politicians. I am going to vote local. You know, I do look at it in terms of our life stage, what our needs are. And I think, though, if I was 25 and thinking of emigrating, I might be voting differently.
Do you know how you're going to vote in the upcoming election?
I haven't really thought about it yet.
So I've stuck with the same people most of the time, yeah.
Is there anything in the next doll that you want to see addressed particularly?
Climate change is the big one. I think that's running, getting away from us, and I think the government needs to do a lot more on it.
I think my mind has changed and maybe more independence.
No, I have no clue. I usually just vote for the neighbour.
Ethna Dodd there talking to voters outside Dublin Zoo.